Good afternoon, everyone. It's good to be here. Welcome to everyone online. I hope this is coming through since we have Bismarck and Minot connected today as well. I'll comment a little bit more on announcements about our schedules. I'm going to take the sermonette time, not necessarily to deliver a sermonette as such, but to share some reflections on our outreach activity last Sabbath. I've reflected on this at times over the past week, and Mr. Fike and I have our weekly virtual meeting on Tuesday, and we discussed it then. He brought it up before I did, but it was on my mind too, and as he said, I'm grateful we made the effort. And he was quoting a scripture, and I won't turn there, but I think you know it. You know it pretty well in Luke chapter 11, where Christ talked about knock, and the door will be open. Seek, and you will find. Just keep asking. By the way, that's another phrase there. Ask, and it will be given to you. I also know that we have the command, and I've quoted often Matthew 28, and again, I won't turn there, but right at the end of Matthew's gospel, it says, and it's been our marching orders ever since, go ye therefore into all the world, preach and teach, baptize into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We're to teach whatsoever things, or in other words, everything that Christ commanded. But I'm going to turn to the way Mark recorded it in Mark chapter 16. Again, it's right at the end of his account of the gospel. In Mark chapter 16, it says in verse, I think I noted a wrong No, it is here. Mark 16, verse 14. Later it says, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Some other translations phrase that a little differently. Preach to all the creation. In Acts 1, if you turn ahead a little further, in Acts chapter 1, we have Christ once more giving some final instructions again to the 11. Because Judas, of course, had taken his life. But again, he appears one final time before ascending into heaven. Appeared in physical form in Acts, the very first chapter. Verse 8, I'll just read this verse. He said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. That is so broad. So now, I want to comment a little bit on what we did last Sabbath. Actually, what we did earlier, we stuffed the envelopes and so forth. I thought that alone was a fun activity. I just enjoy that. It's our little part in doing the work, if you will. We can be disappointed that, and I've had that expressed to me already today, you know, we hoped a few or several people would come. Here at the hall, we had one. Now, for those of you, Bismarck and Minot, you know, we intend to do the same outreach there. That will be in Mr. Fike's hands, but perhaps in a little different way. We learn from what we do, but I want to tell you, this had more impact than was evident here this past Sabbath. I had three phone calls from people who couldn't come. In a couple of cases, I perceived they were shut-ins. I didn't directly ask. Older people. I had another contact. By the way, I also had another phone call, but I had another contact via email from a lady telling me again that she wouldn't be able to attend but would like to come sometime in the future to Fargo, and I don't know where she resides, and ask me if we have services here at the same place and time. And I have actually traded two emails with her, assuring her that, yes, we meet here weekly at the same time of the day. Back to one of the phone calls. This lady told me she would have loved to have been here, but again, just isn't able. It's very difficult for her to travel. Actually, I believe she was from the Bemidji area. I didn't write all of this down. But she said, I have a friend in Moorhead, Minnesota, who believes in the holy days. Do you keep the holy days? Yes, we do. And she said, I think she would like to come sometime. Now, we're also getting some other. There's something happening. I don't know what. It's in God's hands. I've said that before. It always is. We need to make the effort. Thereafter, God will give the increase according to His will. But I don't believe this had anything to do with the letter we sent out. But we've recently had contact from a lady, a young lady. I don't know how young, but she did tell me in an email, that generation emails. They don't pick up a phone and call, but that's okay with me. Hey, my kids email me and text me, so potential members can too, or attendees. But I picked up on this. She had just given birth to their sixth child about 6 months ago. And her husband, she assures me, is interested and wants to know more about what we believe. So I got real bold. I sent her a direct link to all of our fundamental beliefs. That could be a little much for someone making first contact, but I took a chance. And she sent an email follow-up saying, this answers nearly all of my questions. It didn't offend at all. Made me very grateful. I'm not so smart. Maybe God led me to, He probably did, to. I wouldn't necessarily react that way to everyone, but. And for those of you from Minot, by the way, these folks are from the Minot area. Another member told me that she had recently had, actually told Diane in a phone conversation, she had recently had contact from someone who had attended church years ago and just faded away, as is too often the story, but wanted some contact again. We'll see where this goes. Then, the gentleman who attended last week, how many here got to visit with him? Thank you. Thank you. You showed yourselves friendly, as we should. I really appreciated that. I did get to visit with him personally as well. Quite an interesting gentleman, do you agree? Young man, and for those of you who weren't here and those of you online, he's a truck driver. I wondered why there was a 18-wheeler parked in our church hall parking lot when I pulled in last Sabbath, and I discovered, well, this is the man. He has some contact with the Seventh-day Adventist church, which I think is why he was in this particular place last Sabbath, but he's a long-haul truck driver. He will not drive on the Sabbath. I presume at sundown, the engine started and he went on. But he's pretty bold. He admits to, I'll put this discreetly, to having run from God. I'll put it that way. For part of his life. And has recently realized he needs to change his ways, and as I said, he's pretty bold. He's been trying to be a witness to truck drivers. And I'll shorten the story, but he said that isn't going too well. Some of you are chuckling. Maybe you heard the same story. He has even knocked on the doors of other truckers on a Sabbath when he would simply pull off at truck stops and say, "Hey, do you want to, come over to my truck? We'll have a Bible study." Well, that I admire the boldness. Go ye therefore. He's trying. He took some of our literature. That man could spread the gospel, so to speak, and initiate contact in ways that I can't imagine. Why am I going through this? Brethren, we may have had more impact than we think. And I want to encourage those of you, Bismarck, Minot, Mr. Fike has a lot of ambition. Oh, thank God for his energy. The energy I don't have right now seems to be in Michael Fike, and I'm grateful. He's talking about doing some outreach even up in the Bemidji area, because we noted when we stuffed all of the envelopes how many of the addresses were up in the Bemidji area or near there. So we'll keep trying. Does this give you some confidence that what we did wasn't in vain? I hope it does. I hope it does, brethren. Let's keep trying. Pray the Lord of the harvest. By the way, that's another direct scriptural reference out of Matthew 9, where Christ said, "Pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send more workers to the harvest." It's a physical analogy, but obviously the harvest is speaking of people being called to the work of God. Please remember that scripture too, and we'll see what God does through us, frail human instruments, as time goes on.